For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well, that's a wrap on the Big 12 tournament in 2025. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, and it is always great to be talking to you at one of the best times of the year. And that, of course, is the start of March Madness coming up next week. Some might consider it starting with the conference tournament, but either way, Big 12 tournament's in the books, and we are here having the conversation with you ahead of Selection Sunday. We will have an immediate reaction show to the seeding from March Madness coming up on Sunday night, so make sure that you are subscribed to the channel right now here on YouTube and also on the podcast, and drop us that 5-star rating and review and hit that like button if you are just joining us on the show. Thank you so much. It does make a big difference. So hats off to the Houston Cougars. They were heavy favorites entering the tournament, and they get the job done 72-64 over Arizona. You know, Houston was a little sloppy and sluggish in the first half and then just blew the doors off of things in the second half. Milos Uzan, of course, led the way with 25 points. Juwan Roberts did not play, but as you heard during the broadcast, Fran Fraschilla noted he is going to be just fine by the time the NCAA tournament gets here next week. So you look at the second half, and that is where Houston just came out firing. They're down by 5 points, and they open up the second half on a 7-0 run. And they take a 1-point lead, and at that point, you just felt like it was going to be Houston's game. It was going to be Houston's night. The fact that this team won this tournament and these last couple of games without Juwan Roberts, the BYU game on Friday night was beyond impressive, the way they jump out to, what, a 13-0 lead in that first half. It was just tremendous. I mean, this team is not just Final Four caliber. The Houston Cougars are national championship caliber in what I think is going to be a wide-open NCAA tournament. Assuming Juwan Roberts comes back healthy, I think you can pencil Houston in for a Final Four. Heck, I would pen him in for a Final Four, and I would feel very good about taking this team to win the national championship. Kelvin Sampson has these guys totally dialed in right now, and they don't look sluggish. They don't look tired. Maybe a little bit in that first half against Arizona, but they turned it on when they knew they needed to. And then they ran away with this game for the most part in the second half and held on for the win. That is what this Houston team is right now. So this is really a very impressive team that went 19-1 in conference play. And when you add in three more wins this week, they are 22-1 against Big 12 competition. Put that into perspective. If I told you any team was going to go 22-1 this season, would you have believed it? KU was the preseason pick. They were the preseason number one team in the country. I wouldn't have thought they could have gone 22-1. Never mind this Houston team. And let's not forget, their one loss is by a single point. 1 point. I mean, you know, if you think about this team, they've got 4 losses this season, right? They've got 4 losses this season, and they're all by 5 points or less. I looked this up. Their 4 losses are by a combined 14 points. Auburn by 5, Alabama by 5, San Diego State by 3, Texas Tech by 1. This team is the real deal, man. They have a massive opportunity here going into this NCAA tournament, especially since it's pretty shaky at the top right now. Auburn struggling by its standards. What's Cooper Flagg's situation for Duke? I mean, you've got some questions now on that one line that maybe you didn't have not all that long ago. So there's a lot of things that make you say, if there is a year where Houston is going to get back to the top of the mountain, it feels like this can be the year. That's how impressive they've been. Now, you look around this Big 12 tournament, and it was mostly chalk. You know, Friday night we had the semifinals. It was what you would have expected based on what the seeding was before the tournament began. And the first game, I was there on Friday night. It was great to see a lot of folks, of course, out there on Friday night. Matthew Postens, our lead Big 12 basketball writer, is doing a tremendous job. You need to be reading his stuff on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Check out the free message boards. They're on there. We're on there all the time. Other Big 12 fans are on there. We don't look for anything. We're not asking for anything. It's just a great way to interact with fellow Big 12 fans. HeartlandCollegeSports.com, and click on the forums tab at the top. But he was there Wednesday through tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. He's heading out of town. We'll do a reaction show on Sunday night with him. And then what you've got is, you've got a week that mostly went as we expected. I mean, the big surprise of the week was probably Colorado winning two games and West Virginia getting upset. I mean, that was the one game that you're like, okay, that was a shocker. But then, of course, Houston took care of Colorado in the quarterfinals, and that was that. There were some great games in this tournament when you look back on it. Colorado getting a couple of upsets. Those were obviously impressive for them. Some other games that stand out to me from the Big 12 tournament. You had an overtime game between Kansas and UCF on Wednesday night, I guess that was. You had a very good games between BYU and Iowa State, and then Texas Tech and Baylor as well in the quarterfinals. Friday night, the much better game was Arizona over Texas Tech. The first game was a bit of a dud. And the championship game was a nice back-and-forth game as well, with Houston, of course, as we discussed, coming back to beat Arizona. So now we spin it forward. But before we do that, I want to talk about something that I wrote about on the website on Friday night as I was watching from the rafters at the Big 12 tournament. And I'm not saying that to be derogatory at all. I'm not one of these media guys that complains about where the media sits. Cough, cough, Jeff Goodman, cough, cough. I mean, that guy doesn't even show up to the Big 12 tournament and he bitches about where the media sits. Take a seat, Jeff, okay? Relax. You're not even here. It's going to be okay, Jeff. You're going to make it, buddy. It's going to be just fine. The prima donna nature of some sports writers is just, I don't know where the ego comes from. Like, brother, we're covering college basketball. Trust me, you can watch and follow the game just fine from where the Big 12 seats us. And, you know, in some cases, actually, you can cover it better. You're removed a little bit. You can really dial in and focus on what's happening on the court. You don't get as much of a sense for the atmosphere. But the atmosphere is what I want to talk about here. So the semifinals, I took a video from my media seat before the game, 5 minutes before tip-off of the first semifinal game, and T-Mobile was dead. Now, as it turned out, AXS, the ticketing company, was having some issues, and that is why it looked emptier than it was. That post on X went viral, and you can follow us on X. It's also on Instagram. Just search at Heartland College Sports, and you'll find us there. And it went viral, got over 1 million views on our X. Now, I posted another video, 8 minutes left in the first half, much better. And by the second half, the crowd was actually pretty darn good. But of course, some people took this to mean, oh my gosh, we have to go to Vegas. No, we don't. Trust me. As I've talked about for 3 weeks, or at least two, the Big 12 basketball tournament is exactly where it needs to be. Brett Yormark knows that. If Brett Yormark thought he could take this tournament to Vegas and make it a bigger success, he would have done it 2 years ago. he realizes what this conference has. Trust me, Brett Yormark's the guy who put the Big 12 football media days in Vegas. He would love to be in Vegas. He would love to be in, you know, New York. If he thought Miami or if he thought New Orleans made sense, he'd do it. He understands what Kansas City offers. So for those of you criticizing who haven't done it, just know that Brett Yormark has no affinity. I mean, he does now, but he had no reason to lean into Kansas City, and he has. That should tell you all you need to know. But despite the crowd filling out, I'll tell you right now, the fan base that disappointed me the most was Houston. Houston was the number one seed. They were expected to win this tournament. They were heavy favorites to get to Friday, and it felt like their fans were just non-existent. And don't tell me they've got a small fan base. Houston, I looked it up, has been producing at least 35,000 undergraduates or student enrollment for the last 20-plus years. There are hundreds of thousands. There are millions of graduates coming out of Texas or coming out of Houston over the last generation. Probably a million's too strong, but you get the point. I mean, the enrollment is 35,000 going back 20 years. That's 600,000 right there. Okay? So put that into some perspective. Now, I understand they're not all going to be diehard Houston basketball fans, but that is only over the last 20 years. The fan showing from Houston was really unimpressive. And for a program that is only a couple of years removed from being in the AAC, that spent 30 years trying to get back to this level of competition in college sports, getting to a power conference. They have been, for the most part, out of the picture since the Southwest Conference disintegrated after the Big 8 became the Big 12. They have done an underwhelming job showing off this fan base over two seasons in the Big 12. They were at the bottom of enrollment or the bottom of fan attendance during the football season, and I get that. The football team wasn't all that good. But now you got a chance to show out and show off this fan base on the national stage with, I would say, a team that should be confident it can get to a Final Four and win a national championship, and they can't be bothered to show up in Kansas City. There are 7 direct flights from Kansas City to Houston on Sunday. I mean, and of course it's a long drive, but listen, I am just underwhelmed by the passion of this Houston Cougars fan base, especially in year 2 in the Big 12. If this was year 10 in the Big 12 and you had won 8 of the last 10 Big 12 tournaments, I get it. You take a year off. You save your coin for the NCAA tournament. But that's not what this is. That's not the case right now for Houston. So I just, the sense I got being there Friday was an underwhelming one from the Houston Cougar fans. And, you know, I'd love to hear on why I'm wrong on this from Houston fans. I have no beef. I mean, I'm glad you guys are here. Obviously, Houston basketball has been tremendous for the Big 12. I have all the respect for the program. I just want to see more from you guys. I'm challenging you as Houston fans to show us how good you can be. And I know that you can be great. I know that. I'm just not seeing it. So that's where I'm at right now. But I'm happy to be proven wrong. Looking at some of the cities, give us the cities you are watching from tonight. We got Lubbock, Texas in the house. Houston, Texas, home of the champs. All right, Ken, welcome in, buddy. We got Vegas. We got Shawnee, Oklahoma in the house as well. We got Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome in, Little Rock. We got Des Moines here. So good stuff all around. We appreciate Weatherford, Oklahoma here as well. Good deal, guys. Thank you for joining us. And as always, make sure you are subscribed to the channel. We've got a lot of content coming your way. So let's talk about where we're at when it comes to the NCAA tournament and Selection Sunday.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Let's do that right now in Heartland College Sports. So the Big 12 solidly has eight teams in. There's really no drama for bubble teams in the Big 12 on Sunday. Cincinnati's out of the picture. Everybody else is out of the picture. And the eight teams are solidly in. The only question might be whether or not West Virginia ends up in a play-in game in one of the first four. That Colorado loss now puts them in a position where they're going to have to sweat out selection Sunday. I would not want to be West Virginia going into selection Sunday and worrying about whether or not I've got to play in a first four game because I lost to Colorado in the second round of the Big 12 tournament. I would want no part of that, but that's what happens. You know, the conference tournaments can't really, typically don't help you a ton, but they can hurt you in a big way. And that may be what happens to West Virginia coming up this weekend. I hope it's not the case. It looks like everybody else is in A-OK shape, all right? I mean, no one else is going to have to really sweat this out. Arizona's in, obviously. Baylor's in. BYU is in. Houston's in. Iowa State, Kansas, and Texas Tech. And then you got West Virginia. Baylor's good. They were on that bubble last four byes for a little bit. They're fine after, you know, winning a game in the Big 12 tournament. So they're in good shape. They'll be totally fine. But I do think you have to look at what West Virginia is going to be dealing with coming up on Sunday night. Yankton, South Dakota, Grand Prairie, Texas, and Sarasota, Florida, also all in the house. All right, I need to look up really quick because I'm just a nerd on the map. I bought my two daughters placemats. One is a map of the United States. The other is a map of the world. I'm just a nerd like that, and I want them to be a nerd like me. So I love looking at maps. I got to look up where Yankton, South Dakota is. Okay. All right. Down there in the southwest corner of South Dakota. I dig it. Just south-southwest of Sioux Falls a bit. That's fantastic. I learned something new from you guys tonight. All right? It's not just about me putting on a show. It's about you guys teaching me. I love that. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. We're glad that Yankton, South Dakota's in the house. So what do we got here in terms of seeding for the Big 12? Houston's going to be a one. It looks like Texas Tech and Iowa State are both set to be number three seeds. And then we got Arizona in that four seed slot. I think that's all fair right now. I don't see anything changing on that. BYU deserves a five seed based on how they have been playing. And that's something that I did not be all that controversial. I saw some people saying if they got to Saturday, maybe a four seed, but four seed, that feels like a stretch right now for BYU. So I think that BYU is probably in that five seed slot. And that's where they should be. Alan says, I forgot to shout them out in Orange County, California. We don't shout out foreign countries around here. We just don't do it. So that's why I skipped over it. I'm just screwing with you, Alan. I didn't see your note. I'm trying to keep up with as many of these cities as I can. But yes, we will shout out California. No beef here at all. Oh, my gosh. Selection Sunday, though, is if you look at what the bubble's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with, like, Texas, Oklahoma, UNC, Boise State, Ohio State. Those are the teams that are kind of worth watching. I can't believe that we're looking at Oklahoma and Texas possibly getting in. I think that would be insane. To put both of those teams in, that would be what I think 14 SEC teams. I mean, that's just absurd. I didn't know this was the College Football Playoff Committee running the NCAA tournament selection show as well, but that may be the case if they're going to jam in 14 SEC teams. That's just nuts. But heck, they might try to do it. But right now, the SEC is looking at 13 bids. The Big Ten is looking at 9 bids. And the Big 12 is looking at 8 bids, with the Big East at 4. And the ACC having a way down year, sitting there with only 3 bids at this point in time. So that's where things are at right now when you look at Selection Sunday. But we are getting close to filling out those brackets, man. I cannot wait. This is one of the best times of the year. And if you haven't gotten it since I just trolled the SEC, I will link to it after the show. SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. No doubt about it. Mark says, as much as I detest Texas, the Longhorns have a much better record than North Carolina. No, I agree. If it's between Texas and North Carolina, I'm taking Texas. But I don't think either of them should be in. And right now, Lenardi has, as of Saturday night, North Carolina and Texas in his first 4 out. And that is where they both belong. Neither of those teams should be in the NCAA tournament in my book. So I would leave them both out. I don't think either deserve to be in at this point in time. But we'll see what the committee does. If they put 14 SEC teams in, then you know what? I guess nothing will shock me anymore. I will just leave it at that. We will do a Selection Sunday show on Sunday night. So make sure that you are subscribed. I will be here on this channel, YouTube, and on the podcast with our guy Matthew Postens, our lead Big 12 basketball writer. So please do subscribe to the channel on YouTube, on the podcast. And if you are feeling extra generous, which I hope you are, I would love it if you would drop that 5-star rating and review. Thank you, guys. We will talk to you soon. Enjoy the hoops between now and Sunday night, and go Big 12. Have a great day.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.